Hello and welcome to Opus. I'm Gretchen Gondek. Today, a tribute to Johann Sebastian Bach. The masterpieces of Bach, who lived from 1685 to 1750, mark the highest point of Baroque music. Bach came from a long line of musicians. His father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were all church organists or town musicians in Germany. In fact, so many members of the family were musicians that the name Bach became synonymous with town musician. We also know that Bach created masterpieces in every Baroque form except the opera. Throughout, he fused technical mastery and emotional depth. His instrumental music includes pieces for orchestra, small groups, for solo organ, harpsichord, clavichord, violin, and cello. The excellence and number of these works show how prominent instrumental music had become in the Baroque period. Bach's vocal music, the bulk of his output, was written mostly for the Lutheran Church and was often based on familiar hymns. Bach, of course, the master of the fugue, and we're going to hear an example of that, the Little Fugue in G minor. A wonderful piece of music and a work that blends melody with texture and layers, producing a complex yet profoundly beautiful sound. Here then, Virgil Fox performing the Little Fugue in G minor of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
Virgil Fox performing The Little Fugue in G minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. And next we're going to hear the Concerto for Two Violins in D minor of Bach, supposedly written between the years 1717 to 1723. The Bach Double Concerto, as it is known, is modeled in the format Fast, Slow, Fast after Antonio Vivaldi. And we will hear that now in a wonderful recording, which truly celebrates the wonderful dialogue that you will hear between the first and second violin. And the first and third movements, very driven, typically Baroque, energetic and lively, and in contrast to the second movement, which is heartfelt and very personal. Here then, we will hear Salvatore Accardo and Margaret Bautier with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, and Salvatore Accardo conducting from the violin for the Double Concerto of Johann Sebastian Bach. Thank you. Salvatore Accardo and Margaret Bachtier, with Salvatore Accardo conducting from the violin, members of the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, for the double concerto of Johann Sebastian Bach, the concerto BWV 1043. And next we're going to listen to one of the many cantatas composed by J.S. Bach. We will be hearing BWV 140, Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme, also known as Sleepers Awake. The principal means of musical expression in the Lutheran church service, and one which used chorales, was the church cantata. Cantata originally meant a piece that was sung, as distinct from a sonata which was played. Many kinds of cantatas were being written in Bach's day, but we shall focus only on the cantata designed for the Lutheran service in Germany in the early 1700s. It was usually written for chorus, vocal soloists, organ, and a small orchestra. It had a German religious text, either newly written or drawn from the Bible or familiar hymns. Here then we will hear members of the Arnold Schoenberg Chorus, Concentus Musicus of Vienna, and conductor Nicholas Harnoncourt for the cantata number 140, Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme, also known as Sleepers Awake, cantata number 140 of Johann Sebastian Bach. Thank you.
der einem Rehe und jungen Hirsche gleich auf denen Hügeln springt und euch das Mahl der Hochzeit bringt. Wacht auf, ermuntert euch, den Bräutigam zu empfangen. Dort seht, kommt er hergegangen.
Ich komme,
mein Herr.
Thank you.
Bass soloist Edgar Meyer performing selections from the Suite No. 1 for solo cello in G major. This is Gretchen Gondek. Thank you so much for tuning in for Opus today. I hope you have enjoyed our tribute to Johann Sebastian Bach. This is Siouxland Public Media, KWIT Sioux City 90.3 and KOJI Okoboji 90.7, broadcasting from the campus of Western Iowa Tech Community College.